Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
Here we are, August 24th. Yep. Seems like just the other day I was saying, wow, here we are, the beginning of the summer. You watch, blink your eyes a few times, and it'll be over. And we're pretty much at that point now. Every year it's like this. Every freaking year, the summer flies. The winter drags, the summer flies. Anyway, as always, lots of major headlines this week. Oh, man, this world keeps getting crazy and crazy. Just when you think it couldn't get any more Orwellian, oh, no. They're just getting warmed up, guys. Just getting warmed up. The COVID BS is not slowing down. It's speeding up. And also, the BLM/Antifa horse shit is beefing up too. Some thought, oh, it looks like it's fizzling out, you know, Trump sent those troops into Seattle and that's gonna take care of it, right? Like he ever intended to take care of it in the first fucking place. If he did, he wouldn't have waited 6 weeks until he did that mamby-pamby fucking little intervention stunt that accomplished nothing. No, he has no intention anymore than the phony-ass governors and mayors around the country that have sat back and picked their ass and let this shit unfold nonstop, and in fact gave orders for police to stand down. Oh, but if you get the cops called on you for not wearing a mask, oh boy, they'll come down on your head with the fucking iron fist. But BLMers are free to riot, loot, hey, rape, murder, whatever, whatever. No, it's not stopping, guys. It's beefing up. A friend of mine sent a link yesterday to a video, a live video being broadcast on YouTube of shit going down in, I forget the name of the city now, but in eastern Wisconsin. Wisconsin! An area that you wouldn't ordinarily expect to see shit like that. Oh, no, they're going out of their way to target areas like that. Just like they did in Louisville, right? Who would think something like that would go on? Oh, that's been one of their main focal points. Anyway, let's get into the headlines because, as always, I got tons of shit here and probably won't have time to cover it all. First, we'll look at the general headlines. This was good. RFK Jr. was interviewed this week by Ron Paul and his son, Rand Paul, during which time RFK Jr. stated, folks, this is groundbreaking. No Kennedy has ever, since 1963, ever spoken out like this before, openly, publicly. He stated, emphatically, and he went into detail about it, how the CIA had murdered both his father and his uncle. And if you want, you know, drop me an email, truthhurtsradio@aol.com, spell Hertz, H-E-R-T-Z, and I'll send you the link. It's worth the watch. He goes into a lot of other stuff, too, but the comments on the murder, the assassinations of his uncle and his father are just incredible, jaw-dropping. You know, just when you thought you'd never see the day, here it is, guys. Here it is. He's openly talking about it. He even mentioned something I did a show on years ago when it comes to his father. He mentioned Caesar, you know, the bodyguard, who had the same exact 22 that Sirhan Sirhan had. He was standing right behind RFK, and he mentioned how his father was shot from, you know, from very close behind. He was shot by somebody very close to him, standing behind him. That's where the deadly shots had come from. And that Sirhan's shots never reached his father, were never even aimed at his father. His job was just to be there shooting a gun, and his bullets went into the frickin' ceiling. Just to be there and shooting a gun so he could catch the blame for it, where he's been rotting away in prison ever since for something he didn't even do. Oh, son of a bitch. But anyway, it was great to hear him talk like that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that's worth a watch. Anyway, I mentioned last week, you know, the troll dolls that had come out that had buttons on the crotch so that when you press the buttons, you got this orgasmic series of sounds, you know, every time you press the button, right? Yeah, that's real accidental. Well, that's not it. In fact, this next example seems to even beat that one. Look how they're coming out with this shit, guys, all the time now. McDonald's is under fire in Japan for releasing transparent drinking cups that, when lined up correctly, show images of children as you look through the glass. You know, there's an image of a child on one side and then an image of a child on the other, a boy on one side, a girl on the other. When you line the glasses up, it shows the boy and the girl engaging in sex acts. I shit you not. One of them, the girl is grabbing the boy's crotch. Another one, the girl is kneeling. And when you line the cup up, the boy is standing, so his crotch lines up with her head. Oh, my fucking God. It's un-fucking real. McDonald's, of course, claims that, oh, this is just coincidence. It's an accident. You know, no, that wasn't intended. Nor was the troll doll shit intended either, right? Anyway, here's another example. Oh, this is all accidental too, right? All accidental. There's another toy that was marketed for ages 5 to 8, which features a plastic cup that has poopsie written on it. I guess it's like slime, you know, it contains slime. But inside the slime is a bunch of like little plastic doodad toys. Well, this one mother is opening up this one toy to show, you know, what it came equipped with. There was a plastic toy milk carton inside, right? She holds it up to the camera and says, look at this. On the milk carton, it says, have you seen me? And then beneath that, there's a phone number with the message, please call. So she calls on her cell phone and, once the number was dialed, this message is heard. Hey there, hot stuff. I've been waiting for your call. Want me to send you a sexy pic of me? Press 1 now to receive naughty triple X blah, blah, blah. And then I couldn't hear the rest because she was talking over it. But it isn't necessary. You don't need to hear anymore. Unfucking believable. This is a toy aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds for fucking little kids. And there's the number, guys. How many kids whose unwitting parents bought that for them and you know, actually dialed that number? And when you do it, you hit the right buttons on your phone, and it will send you a pic to your phone. Ay, ay, ay. So there's 3 toys now. 3 in just the past, what, couple of weeks or so. This damn thing, the McDonald's cups, and the troll doll. Oh, but they're all accidental. This isn't being done on purpose. No. You see how they're unleashing, guys, a living hell on us from every conceivable fucking angle. And don't think El Governmente is going to save the day for you, because El Governmente is either doing it or complicit in allowing it. They're not going to do a goddamn thing. They're all for it. They're all for it. Absolutely they are. Once again, you want proof of that? Just look at the stand down orders for the BLM Antifa protest. The police, the FBI, nobody's doing a fucking thing about it, even though the FBI claims to be against domestic terrorism. Apparently, you're only a domestic terrorist when you refuse to wear a fucking mask, when there's no reason to wear it in the first place. Oh, that'll get the cops after you, maybe even the fucking FBI. But looting, rioting, burning, as long as it isn't the wrong property. Don't touch Bill Gates's house, one of the biggest extraordinary fucking criminals on the planet. But pretty much anybody else, it's open season. They will cheer it on. Al Jazeera reported on August 17th, Israeli tanks attack Hamas targets in Gaza Strip. Yeah, there you go, guys. In the midst of all the chaos, they're upping the ante over there with attacks on Palestinians. Rah, rah, fucking rah. How predictable is that? Here's one that should chill you to the bone. Fox News had this article on the 22nd, which was, what, Saturday. Tennessee mom says parents asked to sign ridiculous waiver that they will not eavesdrop on kids' online lessons. Holy shit. Parents have to sign a waiver that they won't eavesdrop on what their kids are being taught in their online lessons. Well, you can add that to the list of all these fucking abominable toys that I just mentioned, right? What are they teaching, bizarre fucking sex shit to kids on in these lessons? Or how about just brainwashing them? Hey, kids, we're concerned about you and your parents. There are some parents out there that don't love their kids enough to wear masks indoors. They're endangering your life. Please call this number if your parents aren't wearing masks at home as well as outdoors. I mean, think about it. Anything's possible. Fill in the blank. The very fact that they're having parents, oh, my fucking God. You not only need to pull your kids out of public schools, pull them out of this fucking government orchestrated, online indoctrination shit. Signing waivers that they won't fucking eavesdrop. Are you kidding?
Oh, sure. Where's the dotted line? I'll put my name on there. Why, I know I can trust you, government. You've never lied to me before, and I know you never will, because you show so much concern for me, telling me to wear my mask so I can barely breathe to save my life.
Oh, motherfucker. Faka, can it get any more Orwellian than this? Go ahead. Call me up and tell me we don't have a criminal fucking government. Go ahead. I dare you. Of course, I'm not talking to my usual listeners, but any fuck nuts out there listening in, want to play your little shill game? Go ahead. Call me and tell me how Cuomo didn't order COVID-infected patients into nursing homes to fucking mass murder them, and then the son of a bitch turns around and says, nobody should be investigated for sending COVID-infected patients. Yeah, because you're one of them. And you got a lot to hide, you mass-murdering motherfucking son of a bitch. Oh, guys, that they're getting away with this. Can you fucking believe this? Can you fucking believe this? The Jerusalem Post had this headline August 23rd, yesterday. Joint Israel-Japanese group is the world's first robot employment agency. Oh, la-di-da-da. Look at that. Well, congratulations. Japan now teaming up with Israel, starting this company, the first of its kind, to totally, exclusively employ robots. You know, I've read some articles or article titles on previous shows about how robotics technology is marching forward exponentially. during the COVID crisis. Of course, guys, of course, they're using, amongst so many other things, they're using the COVID bullshit as an excuse.
We got to let these people go because they can transmit diseases, but robots won't. Just like, we got to get rid of the money system because that can transmit disease, but a digital currency won't.
Holy mind fuck. The Washington Examiner had this headline August 22nd. Oh, remember this guy? David Hogg from the Parkland fraudulent staged fucking shooting in Florida a few years ago. Remember that? Well, they're all fucking staged. But nevertheless, David Hogg deletes Twitter poll after majority respond no to hearing his 2020 election thoughts. Well, hey, good for them. Nobody was interested in what the son of a bitch had to say, so he deleted it. Well, I guess this isn't going to work. Shit. Luckily, many, many people caught on to his fucking shenanigans and still aren't going to fall for it, so that's good news. Israel Hayom reported on, or Hayom, I think it's pronounced, on August 20th, Israeli newspaper, Israelis horrified by alleged gang rape of teenaged girl by 30 men. You guys hear about this one? Holy shit. 30 fucking men gang raped a 16-year-old girl in a hotel room in fucking Israel. And of course, Netanyahu gets on the fucking boob tube and he's condemning it. Well, yeah, because I guess it was a Jewish girl. Had it been a Palestinian girl, he either would have said nothing or he would have patted on the back all the participants. Maybe he would have joined in himself. CNBC reported on August 22nd, California battles more than 500 fires with no end in sight as emergency response stretched thin. Oh, yes. Here we go, guys. And this is just the beginning of the season. This is going to rage on for another couple months at least, right? Oh, the fun that they're having with their DEW little toys, directed energy weapon toys. Like California hasn't been suffering enough. And all the other shit that's going on. Look at this fucking crap, guys. Don't forget, California comprises, Jesus, now, what is it? It's either 40 or 60. I think it's 40% of the nation's GDP. Either way, that's a massive percentage. You know, in the ballpark of 50% of the nation's GDP is out of California. So if you take California down, guys, right, like dominoes, pretty much the rest of the country is going to fucking go with it. It's the same thing with the U.S., right? You take the U.S. down, which is why most of the horse shit with COVID has been focused here. And they've been telling us most of the victims are here. No. That's just their fake numbers again. But they want you to think that because if they can take the U.S. down, pretty much the rest of the country will fold, right? I mean, the rest of the country, the rest of the world will fold like dominoes. And so it is with California, guys. Take that state down and pretty much the rest of the fucking country is going to go down. So now, you know, they've been targeting it by introducing another fucking lockdown, essentially, right? In the middle of the fucking summer when the flu season is long over. Now they got the fires going. That economy is not going to be able to withstand much more. And that's exactly what their intention is. Be it like them, guys. Don't be surprised you see a major fucking earthquake. They'll rattle that fucking Andreas Fault with, you know, some more directed energy. And there you go. There you go. The Sun Sentinel reported on August 21st, twin hurricanes. Oh, in the meantime, on the East Coast, twin hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. It would be the first time in history that it's happened. One is named Laura, I think, and I forget the other one now. But, yeah, two fucking hurricanes at once. Never happened before. First time in history. Yes, because they didn't have the technology perfected enough to pull this off before. They do now. That's why it's a first. Click on Detroit.com reported August 21st, an asteroid is on possible collision course with Earth this November. Should we be worried, it asks? Well, guess what, guys? According to the article, this asteroid, nod, nod, wink, wink, is due to strike the day before the election. It might very well be a November surprise this year instead of an October surprise. Guys, what do they got up their sleeves? Are they going to fucking launch some new high-tech fucking space weapon that's in orbit now in, you know, via satellite? Are they going to release some high-tech weapon and claim that it was a fucking bolide? That's what it's looking like to me. Just look at the perfect timing, the day before the election. God damn, that's convenient, isn't it? The Times of Israel reported August 20th. Oh, the little bitch crawls out from under her rock after many years of hiding there under. Gabby Giffords, Jewish gun control activist, gets Democratic convention spotlight. Oh, there she goes again, guys, pushing her anti-gun theme. Shut the fuck up. Nobody believed you then. We certainly don't believe you now. Get the fuck out of here, you little bitch. Forbes reported on August 20th. Oh, and I see I got a caller here. Hold on one second. Let me just read this article title. Forbes reported Trump's business partners allegedly involved in human trafficking, mafia matters, and probable money laundering, guys. Trump's business partners. So there's an interesting article to check out. Anyway, got a call on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Hey, Jerry, this is Greg. How you doing?
Yeah, Greg, what's up, man?
Not too much. I was just going to spot a couple things that you mentioned that I really enjoyed. The RFK thing for you listeners, I definitely would listen to that. I've listened to, like, Black Op and Charlie Do Stuff and a million other people. That was as good as anything that I listened to.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I'm glad you sent that to me. Thank you. The BLM, I might have mentioned this once before. I've had some of my ex-players are cops, and I did ask them if they were told to stand down, and they said yes here in Seattle. Homeschooling, I would be 1,000% behind that if I had kids. I mean, who would send their kid to school for 7-8 hours and have to wear a mask all day?
Right.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it to my kid. I couldn't do it to myself.
And once again, the goddamn thing, according to their own statistics, does not even target. Kids are basically immune to it. They're not susceptible to it at all.
Well, and you know, the new thing, I don't know if I texted you this or not, but the new thing is the dentistry even saying the bacteria that you're sucking in is going to rot your teeth and gum disease, and there's all sorts of horrible things for a long period of time. I mean, if you're wearing it all the time.
Oxygen deprivation, carbon dioxide, drowning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's another one I just heard. 77 guys in the NFL. Did you see this? I don't know if I texted you this today.
No.
NFL tested positive, and they all thought it was bullshit. So the quarterback for the Lions a couple of weeks ago tested positive, and they harassed his wife. The guy's a superstar. Harassed his wife in grocery stores and kicked their kids out of the school and all this stuff. Well, and then he went and tested, and it was a false positive, so it was fake. 77 guys in the NFL in the last 24 hours tested positive, and they all, or the last 48 hours, whatever, they all retested, all negative, all 77.
Hey, send me a link to that one. That's a classic.
Yeah, I've seen that from a few different places, but I'll send you that.
Yeah, so, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Then the last thing, I got to run because I ordered some food and I got to go pick it up. But
The last thing
you and I were kind of talking about last week, I do want to try to get more information and try to start a class action thing. So I want to do it for mass vaccines and money chipping. If I have to do three separate ones or however I do it, I'm going to try to investigate. So if any of your fan base wanted to email you or me, I guess I could email you first and you could give them my email. And if they have any suggestions, if it's easy, I've talked to a couple lawyers about it. And they said it could be done. I just haven't done a ton of legwork on it.
That would be awesome, man.
We got to do something. I mean, we got some time to a degree, I guess, but not really. We can't just sit here and just bend over. But if anybody wants to email, I guess Charlie has my email. And if anybody has any suggestions about, you got to have a lot of people out there to have a better clue than me. I've never done this before. But I want to try to look into it, get rid of the mask, to find a way to get out of vaccines. And the money chipping, a lot of people think that's not a big deal. It is a huge deal. Because if we don't no longer have cash, I don't know how many people know this or don't know this out here, but here's my take on it. If we don't have cash, not only can we kind of take stuff under the table, but even worse, we're all indebted to them to be chipped through their money system. So if they don't like us and we're an enemy of the state, any place we go, they can just turn our chip off and we can't buy anything.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, not having cash is a nightmare. People think it's a lot of, like, the millennials don't even think.
They're going to look into everything you do, and then they're going to decide, oh, you bought this, you didn't need to have that. Oh, you didn't need to have this. We're going to cut back your universal standardized income, or we're not going to give you any money at all until you can show us that you're capable. They don't want you to have any, pleasure, any, nothing, just bare subsistence. Well, most people are at that now already as it is, but not enough for their liking.
And they know how much ammo you buy for your gun or anything like that. Anything.
Right. Yeah.
Well, all right, my man. I'll let you get back to your show. I got to kind of run, but once I get back, I'm going to listen to the rest of it.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay, take care. Bye, Charlie.
Yeah, bye. Wow, how do you like that, guys? I didn't know about the NFL test thing. I'll have to, that's major. Well, it's just like Florida, right? A few weeks back there, all the, freaking clinics and hospitals that were showing 100%, 100%, or 98%. And then later they did a follow-up. Several news agencies put them under the spotlight, and then they were forced to concede, actually, it turns out I was only 7% or 8%. Okay. And even that 7 or 8 is magnified too, but it doesn't matter, guys. They were way, way overinflated. And, of course, those positives, for the most part, don't even indicate the disease, right? They indicate that you have the fucking antibodies. Well, big fucking deal. Anyway. Moving on here, the Daily Beast reported on August 20th, Hillary Clinton gave State Department job to Ghislaine Maxwell's nephew, says report. It's more cozy little nepotism for you. Oh, they were charming good old buddies, weren't they? All right, guys, short break, right back.
Douglas Rushkoff on why Jews are dangerous.
The thing that makes Judaism dangerous to everybody, to every race, to every nation, to every idea, is that we smash things that aren't true. We don't believe in the boundaries of nation state. We don't believe in the ideas of these individual gods that protect individual groups of people. These are all artificial constructions, and Judaism really teaches us how to see that. In a sense, our detractors have us right, in that we are a corrosive force. We're breaking down the false gods of all nations and all people because they're not real. And that's very upsetting to people.
Stay. Hey, baby,
All right, guys, welcome back. The Daily Mail had this on August 19th. New York Mayor de Blasio defends his wife's $2 million a year staff of 14 and says that they serve the needs of the people of the city. After she was branded a disgrace when 22,000 city jobs are due to be cut. Oh, guys, what is the difference between our current situation and fucking feudalism in the Middle Ages? Well, there's no difference except for this one factor. They have mass media today to cover up their outrageous fucking crimes and their hoarding of wealth in the hands of a few while they leave everyone else destitute. They have the power of propaganda to make a pile of shit in the middle of a field look like a cute little fly farm. They didn't have that advantage quite so easily back in the Middle Ages. But other than that, it's exactly the same, isn't it? You bet your ass it is. Anyway, looks like we got Brian on the line. How's it going, Brian?
Hey, Charlie, good evening.
What's up, man?
Oh, I was wanting to call him while Greg was on. I haven't heard from the man for a long time, my old buddy up in Seattle. Hey, listen, yeah. You were talking about masks. You know, Charlie, I am so astounded, even up here. Like, we don't have mandatory masks yet up here in central Canada. But what I've seen over the last little while through the propaganda of the liars in the Jewish-controlled media and the incessant, well, you should wear a mask, you should wear a mask, you should wear a mask, wear everybody. I've watched the percentage of people wearing masks, even in a local grocery store now, go from maybe about one-fifth about several months ago to now almost 80% are wearing masks.
It is
so disheartening. Like, and to top it all off, the local grocery store that I go all the time to that's nearby, as of this Friday, mandatory mask to be worn by all patrons in the store or else you will be
it's just a matter of time. Monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
They don't even have to enforce it. Most people are doing it of their own free will and hop, skipping, and jumping their way through it, too.
Yeah. You know what? I got a really good one for you, too. I mean, I have a link up at my site at Northern Truth Seeker. A Spanish doctor was interviewed by a whorehead over in the Jewish-controlled media in Spain, and she expected him to toe the line with her reports about 654 positive cases and hospitals overrun with patients. But the doctor defied it by telling the truth that the hospitals in Spain are empty. There's no patients. There's no 654 positives. And the whorehead, the scumbag announcer, I call her a whorehead because that's exactly what she is, tried to overtalk over him and tried to reemphasize about the positive cases and the hospitals overwhelming or overwhelmed with patients. And the doctor stood firm. No, there's no patients in our hospitals at all. And she was so dumbfounded that she called another journalist in, and this journalist began to insult the doctor, calling him basically a liar.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to send you the link to that one. It's a real good one.
Yeah. Send me that.
It is unreal, but it just shows that the doctors and nurses out there, there's a lot of them out there, that cannot stand what they see happening by the incessant lies going on by the Jewish-controlled media.
Yeah,
and they want to
have a conscience and aren't sellouts.
They do have conscience, and they're basically wanting to come forward and speak out. But it's been done. Some of them came flat out and told the people they're interviewing, "I cannot say anything, or else I lose my job, and I lose my livelihood, and I will be blacklisted. I'll never get a job anywhere." So that's what they're doing now. They are threatening them directly.
Oh yeah,
And then on top of that, you know, I've been watching the further disintegration of what's been happening down in Australia, because there's a PK Sensor who does some pretty good video work. You should take a look at this material. Has some pretty good stuff where it shows even today some elderly guy was going out for a walk like their evil dictator. They call him Dictator Dan Andrews. Down in the state of Victoria, allows the citizens to go out for 1 hour a day to exercise. So the guy was doing his 1 hour exercise, And he was
walking. More than 3 miles from your house. And
you betcha. But guess what happened?
One person can do grocery shopping.
But he was walking down the street because he wanted to go take a quick stroll through the park, to do a circle around the park, to come back. And right in the driveway going into the park, there had to be about 40 police cars. So he had to question them, saying, you people are just sitting around here doing nothing. Where's all the crime? Yeah. But, of course, what they did was they confronted him and said, why aren't you wearing a mask? And he said, because I'm exercising. I have to breathe. I cannot wear a mask when I'm exercising. You know what they did? They arrested him.
Yeah, that's Vegas.
It figures. You know, this is, and Charlie, that's coming. That's coming here, and it's coming to the United States. God help us all, but it is coming.
Well, they'll be arresting me because I'm not wearing a mask outside. No fucking way. It ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'll have to put the goddamn face diaper. Call it what it is, Charlie. It's a face diaper. Because what you're doing, like Greg is right, and I've emphasized you before, you're wearing a piece of cloth that's useless against the transmission of viruses and germs. And the only thing you're doing is you're shoving your own germs that your body's trying to exhale.
Oh, you're right, increasing your chances of getting sick is what you're doing.
Absolutely. Greg is right, too, about the fact that it causes oral disintegration of your teeth. It causes your sinuses to become infected. You're breathing in your own germs. And you and I talked before about carbon dioxide poisoning. Oh, you know. So, and carbon dioxide, what it does is it does brain damage more than anything else. So that would explain why the morons in mass are dumb as freaking sheep, because they're brain damaged already from wearing the goddamn face diapers.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, anyway, I spewed my guts. I just figured I'd just give you my 2 cents worth. I'll keep in touch with you later on, old buddy. I'll give you a call maybe later on this week, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
See you later.
Yeah, bye. Yeah. All right, here we go. CNN reported August 18th, former DHS official says Trump will align himself with dictators around the world if he wins, the coming election. Hasn't he been doing that already? I don't question the truth of that statement. However, is it really going to matter if the other fucking pedophile gets in? What the fuck is the difference? There ain't a goddamn shit pissing bit of difference. Unless you think that you're going to fare better under communism than fascism. Boston.cbslocal.com reported on the 19th, flu vaccine now required for all Massachusetts students by December 31st. Imagine that. This has nothing to do with fucking COVID. But they're taking advantage of the fear and paranoia to now force you to take the flu vaccine. Not just the coming COVID, the flu vaccine. And the carrot that they'll dangle, or should I say the manipulation factor that they'll use, is you won't be able to go to school. Well, fuck them. Fuck them and their schools. It's all brainwashing bullshit anyway. You might say, well, if I'm going to college, I'm not going to be able to get a job. Well, you know what? I don't think there's going to really be any jobs. You better learn how to plant a fucking garden if you want to sustain yourself. Never mind college. Those days are gone, guys. This is not a functioning economy for we the people anymore. It's as if it ever was, really. But, you know. If you went to school, got a degree, you could somewhat function. No, not anymore, guys. They got that completely fucking rigged now. So you got to decide between, do you want to get that degree so you can get a job and be fucking a mindless brain dead slave because you've been injected with so many fucking toxins and high tech fucking nanobots that you can't operate or function independently anymore? Or do you want to live and still remain a human being and not be part of their system? Gee, that seems like a no brainer to me. But to the average dumbass, they're just not capable of reasoning, of thinking things through. They're not even aware. And from what I can tell, for the most part, don't want to be aware. Well, then you're going to suffer tremendously for it, you and your fucking kids. Unless you don't start paying real close attention to what the fuck's going on here. The Daily Mail had this to say on August 18th. Uh honey beets antibiotics for curing coughs or colds. New research shows that it's more effective than medication. Honey beets. How do you like that? For antibiotics. Very interesting. Oh, it looks like we're coming full circle now. Some conscience-endowed doctors are admitting that natural cures, natural remedies are better than the toxic shit they write you prescriptions for. What do you know about that? And so it is with fighting any flu, COVID or otherwise. The best thing is to eat healthy and build up your fucking immune system. Get plenty of exercise and sunlight, which means not wearing a mask and not social distancing and not staying quarantined in your fucking house. Do everything the opposite of what they tell you, and you will be best equipped to fight this. Do what they tell you. You will be the least equipped. That's it. Bottom line. The Hill reported on August 17th, Trump, we moved the capital of Israel to Jerusalem. That's for the evangelicals. Imagine that. He didn't even say it's for the Israelis. Of course, it is for them, too. But he said primarily it's for the evangelicals. He's basically dangling that carrot to them. See what I did for you? I know you guys have wanted Israel to be Jerusalem to be the capital for the longest time. I did this for you, so you'll vote for me. I'm helping to bring your great Jesus hero's second coming closer. See what a great man I am? See what a man of God I am. Oh, guys, it couldn't get more obvious than this, what he's pulling here. This is fucking unbelievable. Again, that's disgusting enough. But what's more disgusting is the dumbass Christian shit munchers that are going to fall for this. The Washington Post reported on August 20th, wildly irresponsible. Oh, this is classic. I'm sure most of you heard about this already, but FBI bashed for tweeting link to anti-Semitic protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Did you guys catch that? Somebody at the FBI, if you ask me, it's got to be somebody with a conscience who's trying to create an awareness of the protocols. Why else would he have fucking done it? Some have said, oh, it's probably some Jew thing. No, no, no. Why would they do that? It doesn't make, they don't want attention drawn to that fucking document, especially now. No, 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 no. And he didn't put any comment, whoever did it. He posted it along with some FBI-related documents, right, for people to, you know, to do research. And that is, it's fucking mind-blowing. It went viral. So that's good. It's bringing a lot of attention to the protocols. All you got to do is fucking read them. That's going to be very eye-opening. The article stated on Wednesday, an FBI Twitter account called FBI Records Vault tweeted out a link to a PDF containing the anti-Semitic tome, media protocols, as well as FBI documents related to it with no other context, leaving critics baffled and outraged. Well, too fucking bad. God, man, that's awesome, guys. Of course, as you might expect, later that day, the Forward carried this article. FBI apologizes for protocols of Learned Elders of Zion tweet. Yeah, ass lickers high up at the FBI apologize. I wonder if there's going to be an internal investigation, find out who that was and fire his ass. But nevertheless, that's fucking awesome. Great here's a great YouTube comment that was posted on YouTube this week regarding Mr. Trump. It stated, I did not vote for Trump in 2016 because, he said, I knew so much about Agent Orange. There's somebody else that calls him Agent Orange. I knew so much about Agent Orange from way, way back, 1980s and 90s. He is and always has been a P.T. Barnum riding along, riding atop a clown car. Yeah, there you go. Trump, in his now elevated role as ringmaster, has gathered his audience into his tent with the beguiling toots of his steam calliope, keeping us amused and cheering at all of the juggling acts, clowns, trapeze artists, and fanfare, tossing us a crust of illusory bread and an endless supply of circus. Yeah, this guy's got that bastard figured out. The rings appear full of spinning, gyrating gaiety, but through the din of noise and the clouds of confetti, it is all an illusion. All that actually lurks in the tent is a vicious, avaricious, jumbo Zionist elephant. Wow. Waiting to stomp each patron on one by one into the dirt and drop its enormous loaves of dung atop the carnage. It's a sad ending, but the clown is grinning his demonic, vile death grin ear to ear, and the calliope plays on. Very good. Very interesting comment. Yep. Couldn't have put it better myself. Big fucking circus clown. Big tent show. Zionist minion, he says. Yes, yes. Zionist elephant in the living room. That is the key factor, isn't it, guys? Look whose ass they're licking. That says it all. And with the coming election, as has been the case for so many decades now, is there any difference between the two fucking major runner-ups? Nope. Nope. Never is. Miami Herald reported on August 21st, pleading to keep testimony secret, Ghislaine Maxwell says, don't let cat out of the bag. Well, isn't that interesting? There's a lot of cats in her bag, aren't there? The Daily Mail had this headline August 21st. Another Fort Hood soldier is missing. Hunt is launched for 23-year-old nuclear specialist after the deaths of 11 people this year linked to the base. Then on August 22nd, Yahoo News reported, missing Fort Hood soldier, a victim of abusive sexual contact, Army says. Well, what the fuck does that mean? They're just trying to cover the fact that they fucking had him killed? A nuclear specialist. Ooh, that's very interesting. He asked me, he saw something he wasn't supposed to see and threatened to open his mouth about it, and bang! Dies because of abusive sexual contact. You know why they come up with that shit? Because they figure, oh, people won't even care anymore. Oh, well, if he was a sex abuser, well, the hell of them, he deserves what he got. You know, they won't even bother to look any further. That's why they come out with shit like that, guys. That was a fucking murder, just like all the other eight. A total of 9 now from just that one fucking base have turned up dead. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Zero Hedge reported on August 20th, 750 million genetically engineered mosquitoes to be released in Florida, the Florida Keys, despite objections over Jurassic Park experiment. This is a Bill Gates fucking enterprise, by the way, guys. Bill Gates. 750 fucking million genetically engineered mosquitoes. They want you to think that, oh, well, this is designed to curtail the mosquito population so that when they mate with the other mosquitoes, they won't be able to reproduce. Bullshit. You know what this is all about. This is about curtailing the human population, either to prevent reproduction or to kill off, maybe both. Kill off a bunch of already born humans. All right, on to COVID. Listen to this horse shit. CNN reported today, KFC suspends its finger-licking good slogan because of coronavirus. You gotta be fucking bullshit. Guys, man, oh, I'm telling you, it's just so jaw-dropping. It's fucking beyond, there aren't even any words adequate in the fucking English language to describe the outrage of this fucking bullshit. Finger licking good has to go now because of COVID, because you could lick your fingers and get COVID. Oh, get the fuck out of here. We don't have a nation of finger lickers. We got a nation of fucking ass lickers. That's what we got. On August 22nd, the FederalistPapers.org carried this headline. Expert warns that states could levy fines or enforce jail time for anyone who refuses to get a COVID vaccine. Well, we knew that was coming. Here it is now. They're talking about it openly more and more all the time. Fines and or jail time for not getting the COVID vaccine. So be it, whatever. I want a cable, I want internet hookup, and I want top quality Whole Foods meals every day. Yeah, as if you can trust any fucking thing they'd give you to eat anyway. But guys, look at this shit. Hey, I'll take jail time. I don't care. Anything's better than that shot. Or just put a bullet in me, fine. I don't give a shit. Give me liberty or give me death. AustralianAviation.com had this headline on August 21st. Drones spy on beaches in Melbourne lockdown. Here we go, guys. We've heard of this happening, you know, in other places. Fucking in Israel, right? Now they're doing it in Melbourne. Every conceivable Orwellian measure is being put into play, guys, in the name of fighting a non-existent, fictitious fucking pandemic. Politico.com, July 30th, reported, vaccine distribution will be joint venture between CDC and Pentagon. Well, like we didn't know that already too, right? Big pharmaceutical company and the world's biggest bombing fucking company are going to team up to jab you with this poison fucking shit for no reason. The Daily Mail reported August 20th, another Eureka stockade, chilling warning, blood will be spilled, quote unquote, on the streets as 1,000 furious Melbournians vow to take to the streets to protest any stage 4 lockdown extension. Well, good for them. I wish there was more people than that. It probably is. They lie about the numbers all the time, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 1,000? It's 11,000. Excuse me. So that's a pretty good size. Still, I wish it was more. It may, in fact, be more, but 11,000. Hey, even if that's a lowered number, that's still a pretty good size. Fuck, I wish we could get a crowd that big in this country going to protest this bullshit. Oh, they're ragingly pissed in Melbourne, and they have every reason to be, and good for them. Keep it up. You got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, because they're pushing. And if we don't push back, oh, they're going to keep pushing. They're not going to stop, guys. They're not going to stop unless we stop them. We. The Daily Mail reported August 22nd. Her world was closing in. Teenage girl, 19, hanged herself over fears that she was losing her freedom in lockdown. Inquest hears. Son of a bitch. Yeah, there you go, guys. There's just no end to the fucking miseries. No end to the horrors of this bullshit. Girl, 19 years old, just starting out in life, a fucking kid, barely out of the cradle, commit suicide. Oh, my fucking... It's stuff that should not be! Trump's loving it, though, isn't he? Remember what he said back in April?
Well, of course, there's going to be massive suicides, massive drug overdoses like you've never seen before because of my lockdown policy, not because of the virus. He was asked, isn't this going to cause more than what the virus is in deaths? Of course it is. Jesus
fucking Christ. This was a British girl, but you could bet your ass this has been going on all over the place. I've been reading several other article titles the past few weeks about suicide rates going up exponentially, guys, here and abroad, of course, of course. Forbes reported August 20th, three new scientific studies say, mask up, COVID-19 can spread in surprising ways that we didn't realize. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Three new scientific studies.
Just ignore the fact that those scientists that participated in those scientific studies are getting billionaire buddies fucking funding, buddies club funding. Just ignore that. Ignore the fact that they're a bunch of sellout lying pieces of shit and fake their data like all this other fake COVID fucking data, the testing bullshit, you know, on and on it goes. Just ignore all that. Three studies.
I'm surprised they didn't put another three in there and say
33 scientific studies.
Business Insider reported August 22nd. Trump attacked the FDA on vaccine timing just days after a top official pledged to resign if the administration rushes out an unproven immunization. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. It's going to be rushed out. Even if it came out in 3 years, it's still being rushed out. But no, they plan to have it come out in 3 months, maybe 2 months. That's extremely rushed out. So this guy resigns, and in response, Trump makes a threat, attacks the FDA, you know, telling them to not interfere, basically, intimidating them. The same guy who said himself that he's never gotten a flu shot and never will. I'm not going to put that kind of stuff in my body. Remember he said that, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? On August 21st, Forbes had this headline. Oh, well, wait for that. Wait for that one, guys. Stick with us.
Gillette razors now come with our patented Rabbi Spit Lube Strip. Save money and mutilate your baby at home. Other designs include the Bare Range to shave your back to looking like a child. Or why not try our original razor for cucks who still believe in mass media manipulation?
Jewess to son, we'll genocide everyone. Gillette, the best the goyim can give.
Thanks, Gillette.
I'm traveling.
Renegade Broadcasting. Hard-hitting talk radio.
Guys, welcome back. By the way, I finally began the project of organizing all of my COVID notes. I've got about 60 pages done, which sounds like progress, but not really, because I got, oh my God, I got, I don't know, 450 or something pages I got to go through. So it's going to take weeks and weeks to do this. You know, amongst so many other projects I'm working on, but yeah, I'll definitely let you know when that's done. But I managed to get through 60 pages just in, I think I started it, I don't know, a couple days ago. So yeah, in a couple days, that's not too bad. But you know, even after it's quote done, I'm going to want to go through and edit it and, you know, proofread it. It's going to take a while. But when this thing's done, guys, this is going to be the death knell to COVID. I'll probably post it on Renegade Tribune or something so everybody can have access to it instead of just emailing me, you know. But it's going to be huge. It's going to be several hundred pages, but, you know, it should be an easy read because it's going to, it's just, you know, I'm going to put as few words as I can. It's just, you know, articles, quotes, and article titles, and whatever. So it's something that won't take long to read. 400 pages sounds like a lot, but the text is spread out. It's not condensed reading like you see in a regular book page. You know what I'm saying? It's got spaces skipped every other sentence or so. But anyway, I'll let you know when that's ready. Speaking of that, by the way, a listener had put together my vaccine notes, did a hell of a really good job on it too. It's up on Renegade right now, Renegade Tribune. So anybody who hasn't seen it, just go on Renegade Tribune, the website there. And if you can't find it, drop me an email. I'll send you the exact link for it. But he did a really good job. He put like 3-4 pictures on every page to go along with the text. And, yeah, it's just really, really good, really good. So it's a good resource for yourself as well as to share with others on the fraudulence of fucking vaccines. And so, like I said, later we'll have the COVID thing available too, so you can share that as well. Anyway, back to our notes here. On August 21st, Forbes had this article, "Vaccine Delivery Announcement Tonight May Foreshadow Republican Convention Vaccine Bragging." Oh, my fucking God, man. Imagine people are so goddamn stupid that they would fall for shit like that and actually view it as bragging. Bragging about, hey, I'm the guy that really helped to push this thing through that's going to poison you all and enable us to track everything you do, every purchase you make, everywhere you go. And give you cancer and kill a lot of you and change your DNA and alter you forever so you become fucking human GMOs. Yay! Don't you want to vote for me now?
The same guy who won't allow my own self to get vaccinated. But just don't pay attention to that. Oh, my fucking God. Guys, this is far worse than anything Orwell had envisioned. This is way beyond fucking Orwellian. It is. CNN reported August 23rd. In Lima, Peru, at least 13 people die in stampede as police raid nightclub breaking coronavirus restrictions. Jesus fucking Christ, man. Oh, I tell you. On March 26th, way back in March, I missed this one. The Guardian had this article, guys. Gordon Brown calls for global government to tackle coronavirus. Just another one to add to the collection. There's another one for you. Global government. Coronavirus. How many articles? By the way, I'm going to have a whole section in this coming COVID file. Where I just quote article after article like that, connecting global government with Corona. Yeah, that's what it's all about, guys. They've been talking for decades about the need for a global crisis, which can be used to help bring about, global government. Yeah, here you go. It's so astonishing to me to see how there are so many people that turn a blind eye, a deaf ear. They think you're crazy. They don't want. Even now, there's so many that won't listen. They absolutely will not listen, even though it's so fuck it in your face, obvious and undeniable. Anybody who's been mildly awake, mildly paying attention, you don't even have to know about the conspiracy for world government. This should be obvious that something is fucking desperately wrong. There's no need of these tyrannical fucking measures. Supposedly, they're concerned so much about saving you that they're going to fucking kill you if you're not going to wear a mask. I mean, give me a fucking break. And how many seniors have died, guys? This is mainstream. This is not something you got to dig for. It's out there in the open that they have been mass murdering thousands and millions around the world, I'm sure, because that policy was implemented in country after country, across the board. Anyway, the vaccinereaction.org. Website reported on back on April 18th. Inovio COVID-19 vaccine uses electricity to drive DNA into body cells, guys. Did you know that? Know that this vaccine is going to have more than one needle? They're going to jab you with at least three needles in one. Did you know that? That's going to hurt like a son of a bitch, especially, little kids. Remember that vaccine we all got as kids that made a big fucking scab? That hurt like a motherfucker, far worse than a bee sting. Oh, I remember that. I had fucking nightmares about that son of a bitch for months on end. This thing, guys, is going to have three needles. One for the injection, and you know what the other two are for? They're electrodes to deliver a small but effective fucking electrical charge into your body that will excite your cells and cause a reaction so that the DNA can more easily fuse and penetrate into your surrounding cell. The article stated, Inovio Pharmaceuticals, headquartered in Pennsylvania, has just begun phase one human clinical trials of its new DNA vaccine for COVID-19, INO-4800. Inovio's experimental DNA vaccine uses an electrical device to deliver DNA directly into the cells of a person being vaccinated. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my fucking God, guys. It just gets more and more Orwellian as we go along. I knew that they were planning, this DNA shit, but I didn't know that they had this electronic, or should I say electrical, delivery system. Somehow I missed that. I just found out about that this week. I feel like I'm way behind the times because this came out back in April. Son of a bitch! Anyway, Yahoo News had this article on August 22nd. COVID-19 will be around forever, says former UK chief scientific advisor. Forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forever. Oh, yeah. They're not going to stop this, baby. They're getting way too much mileage out of this fucking wagon. Oh, they're going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And why not? Look at the dumbass mutton-chomping fucking sheep that are buying the bullshit, right? Why would they stop as long as people are buying it? Yahoo News reported August 22nd. Care homes were bullied into accepting patients with coronavirus. Well, 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 well. How do you like that, guys? Oh, we knew that shit was going on. Now, you know, with the mass murdering of seniors in nursing homes. But now here we can see, guys, how it was done. A lot of it was simply bullying. Bullying. A lot of hospitals were bribed, right, with the big handouts. But in this case, bullying to accept COVID patients. Zero Hedge had this article on August 22nd. Michigan College unleashes mandatory app to track students at all times. Mandatory app to track them at all times. You know, I just noticed somebody was waiting in the queue, and the noise I just heard was them dropping. I thought it was someone calling in, so sorry about that. Once again, I wasn't paying attention. So whoever you were, if you want to call back in, I'll try to keep an ear open and keep monitoring the screen here periodically. Well, guys, the numbers are in. The entire world economy has been shut down for a pandemic that has a 99.991% survival rate globally. Not only that, but the global death rate per capita has only been 0.009 fucking percent is your pandemic. Hospitals fucking empty. Many of them have closed. Nobody shows up for the testing. You know, all these testing sites, they're reporting on the news like they're getting flooded, right? But when people go to check them out, there's fucking nobody there. You can hear the goddamn crickets chirping. Anyway, yeah, I think he's back. Welcome to the show, caller.
Yeah, hey, Charlie, Sean. Hey, I just want to make a quick observation. I'll get off the phone. I know you have a lot of news to cover, but sure. I just wanted to bring up the fact that these guys, what they've done, it seems like, is they put all these, they've created these doctors that are supposedly the white hat, the good guys, that are all Jews, the Mikovitses and the Kaufmans and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then all the villains, you know, your Gates and your Faucis, and all these other ones. Well, I think Fauci's a Jew, to be honest with you.
He's like probably a Medici descendant, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like one to me, and he sounds like one. But I just wanted to say that it seems like they're covering their bases because they're making it harder to tell people this is really just a Jew flu because they've got a...
Well, actually, as it turns out, Gates does have some tribe members going back a few generations.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's definitely questionable for sure. Yeah. But most people would say, no, he's not a Jew. You know, Bill Gates is not a Jew. Most people that don't know any better. So,
people said about the Rockefellers, but we know they were Rogenfelders originally. Yeah,
sure, sure. They're all Jews at the end, you know, from the beginning to the end. Yeah. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, man. And the truth is, guys, even if a few Gentiles ride on their coattails, it doesn't matter. Climb the ladder. Climb the ladder. Who's at the top rungs? Jew every time. Jew every time. Anyway, August 21st, the Western Journal had this article. Utah governor confirms K-12 students who don't wear masks can be charged with a crime and will be arrested too, by the way, when you read the article. They're going to arrest them, charge them with a crime, and lock them up if they show up at school. K-12. In fact, the article stated that they could face a six-month jail sentence for violations. 6 months, K through 12. Can you imagine a fucking 5-year-old kindergartner going through the trauma of having handcuffs slapped on him or her in front of him, his or her classmates, right? Hauled away and then thrown into a fucking cell? Are you fucking kidding? How much you want to bet that they would put them in a cell with fucking adults too, guys? Get molested, get raped. Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't fucking doubt that for one moment. Doesn't matter, though. Doesn't matter. The fact that they would lock them up, guys, for 6 months. He literally said this. The fucking governor of Utah. It's got to be a Mormon fucking prick said that. Guys, un-be-fucking-leavable. Oh, America, you better fucking wake up fast. The whole world better wake up fucking fast. Look what these son of a bitches are doing. The more they see they can get away with this shit, the more they're going to do. That's just how it works. So keep remaining pathetically apathetic, America, and the rest of the fucking world. Sure, yeah, there are protests going on, and I'm glad to see it. Quite a few, actually, guys, all over the world. But God damn it, we got to up this ante a hell of a lot fucking more. The Washington Times reported August 29th, Massachusetts mandates flu shots for all students. Next up, COVID-19. Fuck you. Let's see. Daily Beast had this headline on the 22nd. Most Russians say, hell no, they're not taking Putin's COVID-19 vaccine. Well, goddamn, all right, good for the fucking Russians. That's awesome. People still have balls over there, I guess. Most, it says. I wonder what the actual percentage is. Well, that's at least 51%, right? That's pretty goddamn good. I bet it's a lot higher than that, though. Most Russians are already saying, hell no. Fucking awesome. The Gateway Pundit reported August 22nd, more fraud. Arizona counts any death within 60 days of positive COVID test as COVID death. Jesus Christ, the fraud continues. Oh, does it ever. Another call on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Is this Charlie?
Oh, yeah, there you go, Dave. How's it going?
Charlie, let me listen for a while, because I'm just tuning you in. I don't even know what the show's about. But if I listen for about a half an hour or something, then I might have
No problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll put you on hold for now so we don't get any background
noise. Do I put my phone back on mute?
Oh, well, all right. Yeah, put it on mute. That'll work then.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, on to our next article here. This CNBC. On August 21st, reported CDC says U.S. could control coronavirus in 12 weeks if most Americans wear masks and social distance. 12 weeks. So they want you to think that if we can just get you long enough to wear those masks and social distance for 12 fucking weeks, guys, when they tell you that the goddamn thing doesn't even incubate for more than 2 weeks, so they claim. And yet they're claiming it's going to take 12 weeks. Yeah, because that's 3 months, right? That's probably about the time that they're going to announce just before the election, right? 3 months. When they're going to announce, miraculously, in record time, we were able to produce this vaccine. They already got it, guys. They had it a long time ago. They had it probably within a few months of the development of the fucking virus itself in the lab. In any case, they're going to time it. Hey, maybe they'll time it correspond with the coming asteroid impact. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Fucking unreal. ABCnews.go.com reported on the 21st, Biden to ABC's David Muir. I would shut country down to prevent spread of COVID-19 if scientists recommended.
Oh, like Dr. Fauci, right? Yes,
yeah. Look at this piece of shit. So once again, guys, does it matter? Does it fucking matter? Did it ever matter? No. Certainly doesn't matter now, though, does it? Who the fuck name you put on that little ballot. It doesn't matter. Either way, you're going to get the splintery 2x4 up the ass come November. Either way. In August, but that's supposed to make you feel good. Oh, our hero, he's going to shut us down like Trump has already done. August 21st, Yahoo News reported, we'll need multiple types of corona vaccine, virus vaccines to succeed against pandemic, top Harvard scientist says. There you go, guys. Oh, they don't want to just stick it to you once. They want to stick it to you multiple times to make sure that your DNA is thoroughly altered, to make sure that they can continue to track you, to make sure that they have doused you with enough poisons to kill off a significant enough number of you. NBC News had this headline August 21st. CDC urges all Americans to get flu shots amid fears of twindemic, they're calling this now. Because,
we're expecting an extra bad flu season plus COVID. So you got to get the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine.
In Massachusetts, like I said, they're already requiring students. Mandatory. August 21st, Zero Hedge reported, Virginia plans mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all residents, not just students, all residents. So watch out, Virginians. Watch the fuck out on that one. In his famous poem, Grass, Walt Whitman wrote, resist much, obey little. Once unquestioning obedience, once fully enslaved, no nation, state, city of this earth ever afterward resumes its liberty. Yeah, how true that is. Who pays attention to wise advice like that anymore, though? Resist much, obey little. Once unquestioning obedience is rendered, in other words, then you are fully enslaved. No nation, state, or city on this earth ever afterward resumes its liberty. Once you lose them, they're fucking gone, baby. Gone. There's your new normal for you. The new normal is you've lost a great deal of your rights and liberties. Get used to it. You're not getting them back. CNN reported August 21st. Trump administration says FDA will no longer require pre-market review of certain lab tests, including some COVID-19 tests.
No longer require pre-market review.
Their standards have been shit-ass fucking crappy to begin with, guys. Now they're lowering them even more. Shit, I guess all I got to do is buy a few, 100,000 cases of fucking Q-tips. And I guess I can go around and COVID test too and make millions. On August 21st, CNBC report, I'll only make millions if I say that they come up positive for COVID. On August 21st, CNBC reported, Health and Science, who warns coronavirus vaccine alone, who, meaning WHO, who warns that coronavirus vaccine alone won't end pandemic? We cannot go back to the way things were. Imagine that. First, they're telling you this is the only way to save you from the pandemic. Now, even though they're going to still force you to take the fucking thing, and don't forget, guys, they can only and have only ever stated that their flu vaccine is 40 to 60% effective. That's the best they can offer. It's not even that. They lie on that too. But nevertheless, that's the best they can offer. You can bet this COVID thing will be even less. But now here's who saying, that's not even going to do it. We're going to make you take it, even though we admit it's not going to probably be that effective. But hey, we're going to make you take it anyway
But in spite of that, we're telling you now in advance, it's not going to be enough. So we're still going to have you wear the masks and social distance and quarantine and blah, 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 contact tracing and all that other fucking fun stuff. We're still going to have to do it. Even though we're going to require you to do all this other shit.
Ah!
Wee! Ah! Fucking unreal, man. Fucking unreal. On August 20th, Zero Hedge had this headline. Maine governor orders restaurant staff to wear COVID visors like dog cones. Dog cones around their face. The ultimate fucking humiliation, guys. Restaurant workers in Maine are going to apparently already started. This is a couple days ago, 4 days ago. Going to have to wear dog-like cone visors around the... Cut the fucking shit. You know, I guarantee you, one of the main reasons for this, it's not just to make a mockery of people and drive up costs for restaurants and put them more in the poorhouse, but to make a lot of them actually just go under, because you know what's going to happen? A lot of fucking waitresses and waiters, they're going to just leave Maine. Fuck it, I'll go work somewhere else. They're not going to want to work in restaurants there anymore, right? It's going to cause a lot more businesses to go under, which is exactly what they want. More depression, more homelessness, more joblessness. Yeah, baby. Ramp it up. Ramp it up. On June 4th, peaceofmindful.com had this headline. Bombshell. Who? WHO. Coronavirus PCR test primer sequence is found in all human DNA. The WHO has admitted that the coronavirus PCR test primer sequence is found naturally in all human DNA. Well, there you go, guys, all your positives. There you go. It's testing for shit we all have. And even if we didn't naturally have it, we all have antibodies pretty much by now, right? Either for COVID or some other form of SARS, which is going to show you as being positive when you're not. Anyway, hey, we got our Chicago buddy calling in. What's happening, man? Oh, yeah. Wow, we gotta wait till after the break. Stick with us, folks, right back.
Okay.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
Drums, brothers, Indians in the summer with the teenage dip, the man.
All right, guys, welcome back. Yeah, so caller, what's going on, man?
Yeah, am I on? Am I on?
Yeah.
There was an article on the front page of RBN, you know, Republic Broadcasting Network, and I put it up on vaccinehoax.com under the article section. There's also a video on this topic on the front page. I'll just get to it. It says bombshell. World Health Organization coronavirus PCR test primer sequence is found in all human DNA. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you see that?
Yeah, I just mentioned it before you called in.
Oh, you did? I didn't. That must have been the first part of the. Okay, so basically, we've got these people on this thing. This thing's all fucking bullshit. You got what that test for is floating around your body.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You know, you could get very arrogant to people that this test is bullshit and this whole thing is bullshit. There's a guy, I don't have the email in front of me, there's actually a guy running, and he doesn't have a chance, as a libertarian for Illinois, state assembly, the Illinois House. On his site, I don't have it right in front of me. I'm tired. I was out protesting for 2 hours today. But anyway, he says this whole thing is a big. He says it's a hoax.
Sure.
Okay. So you actually do have a guy running. He's in the libertarian. It probably took him 50 or 100 signatures to get on ballot. I wish more people would have done this. Because he didn't have any signatures. It would have been a great way to, you know, go about this cause. Anyway, I found a guy, and we're going to be going gangbusters all week long with my signs. There's a new sign up on vaccinehoax.com. And this guy, I ran into him on Friday when I was out there, 60-year-old retired iron worker. And, He agrees with everything. Can't stand. He knows this is a Jew hoax, and he's protesting with me. So I actually found a guy going on. We're on one side of the busy road, and one on the other side of the busy road. So
that's awesome.
It took. Oh yeah, like we're gonna change anything doing this shit. But
you'll wake people up.
Well, in certain corners now, instead of 4,000, we're gonna have 8,000 going past us. And this guy's like a dynamo. I mean, you know, he believe it or not, he was one of the guys that signed the petition to put that Art Jones guy that I worked for, you know, earlier in the year on the ballot for, you know, Republican House in the 3rd District. So I can't believe I ran into this guy. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know where this fucking thing is going to go unless people go, as you say, unless people get out by the thousands the way I'm doing it, which would have to turn into the millions. This is not going to stop. And, you know, now you got that prick in Virginia talking that shit. Now, you know, how he has power to mandate. I can't believe some health director can tell just mandate it, or a governor without going through the House of Representatives, you know, understand what I'm saying, without going through the legislature.
Right.
So I don't know how that, but you know what? That's a sign of things to come. See, they're going to mandate it on the state level.
Yeah.
They're just telling you. So people have to get out there and go back. Like I said, people are waking up, but I'm not. It ain't enough until people just start flipping out of their minds. But there could be other things happening in the next 2 months. I know you saw in Renegade Tribune. I don't know if you look at this, and I'm not going to waste any more of your time. But you know, you got this article that Kyle put up. Chicago BLM. We had demands and they need to be met. You can listen to us or get ran over. I'm not going to go into all this shit because that's a whole other subject.
Yeah.
But, you know, this shit is just fermenting here. So now we're talking about the third time that they go down there and fuck everything up. But the bottom line is this lesbian mayor, who, by the way, I may be doing an overpass.
Oh, what a bitch.
No, 2 miles from O'Hare, there's a I may be doing an overpass with her protest with her fucking name on the sign.
Hey, a friend of mine called her today? I was cracking up. He called her Betelgeuse.
What was that?
A friend of mine called her Betelgeuse. She does. She fucking looks like Betelgeuse.
Hey, you know what? You know, they have some fucked up law in this city. I just found out about this. You know, obviously, last week you were talking about how she put the barricades. I don't know if you were talking about everybody. So, you know, she put the barricades on both sides of her block.
Okay? Yeah,
because,
right.
But, dude, it ain't white people like me or you that can't stand her that's threatening her. It's BLM that's threatening her.
Right.
Because she's protecting these fucking white assholes up in downtown and Lincoln Park too much. And believe me, it's not much of a protection because they're going up there and it's not funny. In a way, it's poetic justice because they're brainwashed, self-hating pieces of white shit with their mask on. They are leftists. They were out during George Floyd by the thousands. These blacks are going up there beating the fuck out of these people, raping them, knifing them. I mean, and they're still fucking, oh, BLM, BLM. They're bitching it. You're not letting this fuck whitey up enough. That's what this is all about. No, I'm serious. That's what this is. That's why she put those fucking cops on both sides of her block. She's afraid of her own fucking people. No, you're protecting those white motherfuckers too much. We want to kill these son of a bitches wholesale. And that's what these people are all about, you know. But BLM, I'm not talking about the whole black race in this city. I mean, let's face it, this is a small percentage. You can't get overworked up about this. I hate these people. I'm not going to fuck with these people, okay, because, I'm not in the best situation here. I'm not going to fuck with these people, but I'm not going to throw this on the whole black race, even though, I don't know, does a majority of them agree with these motherfuckers? I don't know. I don't fucking know, but I know.
There's plenty on YouTube that are disgusted with it, and they're making it known.
Yeah, so anyway, that's about it. There's a guy running against this Jew hoax for Illinois State House. I picked up another guy, there's a city law, which is totally unconstitutional, that says you cannot protest in the neighborhood in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? In a residential neighborhood, you can't fuck where they could fucking get that bullshit. Because these people were totally fucking ignoring it. But you know what happened? I can't help myself. I don't know what it is, man. But I'm going to say it's some church fucks. No, they went to the barricades because they came in from out of town to go against her because they're saying she's fucking everything up, in the city, but, she's setting the precedent for the rest of the country. And you know what happened? The Chicago cops arrested them. Under this bullshit fucking law that I never even knew existed, and it is totally unconstitutional. You can't go down a block with signs and shit. That's bullshit. But I guess if I went up there with a few people, to this woman's block, this lesbo's block, they'd arrest my ass too. So it ain't gonna happen. I got better places to go. All right, well, I'll let you go. But it is 100% confirmed that this test is full of shit. It is based on DNA. Yeah. What more do we need? It's a fucking Jew hoax.
Yeah. Of course it is.
All right, take it easy.
All right, thanks, man. All right, guys. Let's see here. Make sure that there wasn't, anybody else on the line. The Sun had this article August 20th. Sweden's top coronavirus expert brands face masks very dangerous and says country will not make wearing them compulsory. So hats off to Sweden. Awesome. He says very dangerous. Fox News, August 19th, reported Bill Gates, U.S. fumbled coronavirus response because we believe in freedom. Can you believe that? Can you fucking believe that? Well, first of all, what freedom, you little prick? But notice, guys, he's blaming freedom as something that's thwarting a proper coronavirus response. You need to get rid of your freedoms, America. You need to be willing to give up those freedoms so that we can give you security. Security, my fucking ass. But can you imagine this treasonous piece of shit? Once again, I'm still waiting and hoping to wake up to the good news that somebody put a bullet in that son of a bitch. Please, somebody, please, 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 please do the world a fucking favor. The Daily Mail reported August 19th, anti-vax group founded by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sues Facebook, claiming that it violated its constitutional rights by suppressing vaccine safety speech after fact-checkers flagged multiple posts as false or misinformation. Nice job. I'm telling you guys, RFK Jr. is fucking doing a tremendous goddamn job when it comes to the vaccine thing.
I might actually, I haven't been into guests for a while, but that's one guy I wouldn't mind interviewing. I might actually get him on. I think he would do it, too. I talked to his secretary before. They seem very, very eager, you know, to help out any way they can. And she put me through to his voicemail, in fact. And I didn't give my name or number or anything, but I just, you know, wanted to congratulate him for what he's doing, fighting the vaccine crap, you know, the pharmaceutical fraudsters. But he seemed like the kind of guy that would follow up. He would get back to you. Anyway. BATimes.com had this headline August 17th. Anti-government protesters defy virus lockdown to rally. Oh, once again, we're seeing a lot more of this kind of thing going on. But it can't stop. No, instead, it has to continue. It has to increase. It is happening. I am encouraged to see a lot of frickin' protests around the world, guys. Almost every country now has been having them. That's fucking great. But more. Don't stop. Don't slow down. Pick up the pace. Pick up the numbers. TulsaWorld.com had this on August 19th. Anti-mask group sues city of Tulsa, alleges masks cause oxygen deprivation. All right, there you go. Not only protests, we need fucking lawsuits too, like Greg was talking about. Just a reminder, anybody has any, you know, legal advice or knowledge on the subject, how to get it started, you know, a class action suit, how to coordinate it, how many signatures are needed for it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Let me know. Or, you know, Greg, I can give you his email if you want, or just email me, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Theprint.in, I guess India, had this headline on the 18th. Anti-mask group gives wake-up call to boycott masks, says it's a sign of slavery. Nice. UK's Mirror, August 15th, reported, huge anti-mask crowd protests against lockdown restrictions and 5G phone networks. Nice. They were including both because they are intimately connected. So that's great. That's awesome. Equally important to protest both of those fucking things. Campaignbrief.com had this back on May 4th. Victorian government launches Staying Apart Keeps Us Together campaign. Imagine that, guys. They're calling it. You want to talk about Orwellian doublespeak? Staying Apart Keeps Us Together. I missed that months ago, but I had to mention it now because, again, it's just so fucking Orwellian. They want you to believe that staying apart keeps you together. Holy mindfuckery once again. Another caller on the line. Welcome to the show, caller.
Yeah, Charlie, this is David again.
I have you on here twice for some reason. I don't know how that happened.
What did you say?
I have your number up on here twice. I don't know how that happened. But anyways, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I called back twice because you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't,
that's just weird that it had a second screen.
Yeah, but anyway, Charlie, yeah, I listened to the show a little bit, so I know what the show's about. But hey, Charlie, just a firsthand testimony. I live in Boston. I don't have a vehicle now. Intentionally, I don't want a vehicle, and I take the T everywhere, the public transit. I take it everywhere, and I've been taking it since this fake demic began. For the last couple of years, I've been taking the T, and I go out every day. I get out every day. I go fiddling and yawn, you know, the red line, the orange line, the green line, and
pretty soon they'll be requiring testing to get on the damn thing.
Yeah, but so anyways, what I want to emphasize is I'm over 65 and I have two comorbidities. But Charlie, I've never worn a mask. I've never worn any gloves, and I'm fine. I do always wash my hands, of course, after get. But I did that even before the fake demic. I always wash my hands. But no mask, no gloves. I let these paranoid idiots move away from me if they want, which they do. Giving me dirty looks, and I give them dirty looks back and everything, you know. And but Charlie, I came up with this here. Tell me if you like the way I'm characterizing this. You know the ancient Chinese philosophers like Confucius and everything, and Lao Tzu, and they all had the Fu Manchu beard and mustache. You know, of course, you know what a Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
So I've gone beyond calling it the Kung Flu. I call it the Fu Man Flu. Okay. The Fu Man Flu, and then I've been looking into Dr. Fauci's background, and I found that he's been.
I like to call it the Fauci Flu myself, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I gave him a Chinese name. I call him Dr. Fauci Chi.
Yeah.
So, anyways. That SOB has been working with the communist Chinese going all the way back to the 90s, and sure. I think he should be he should have to register as an agent of a foreign government, mainly an agent of the communist Chinese government. Does that resonate? Shouldn't he have to register as an agent of a foreign government? Did you really find out how far back
He headed up one of the teams, working with Wuhan scientists with the coronavirus back in 2017. $7.4 million of our tax money he allotted to this team to work on bat coronaviruses.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. He financed it to the tune of millions of dollars. It was in Fort Detrick and down in Chapel Hill, and it was becoming so viral. It was becoming in violation of American law, U.S. law, and everything. It was becoming so dangerous. So what he did, he sent it. I guess you know about this, Charlie. He sent it over to Wuhan.
Right.
Last time I heard, it was like $3.7 million dollars. But right. A million here, a million there, you know. But I think he's an agent of he's an unregistered agent of a foreign government. I call him Dr. Fauci Chi.
Yep.
It's his Chinese name, you know, and he brought us the Fu Man Flu.
He's a scumbag.
Like
anyway, Dave, we only got a few more minutes left. I want to get a few more headlines in here before the show's over.
So anyways, I hope I gave a good testimony. I'm fine and no gloves, no mask through the whole winter, everything else. And so it's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Looks like I won't get everything in, but I got another 5 pages to go. I don't think I'll squeeze that in, but I'll try to get the highlights here. August, this is bizarre. August 18th, totally vegan buzz reported. North Koreans ordered to sacrifice pet dogs to resolve national food shortages. That they were told to kill their pet dogs. So, this is COVID-related because, of course, the food shortages they're claiming are, because of COVID. By the way, have you heard? There's been a lot of recalls lately. Salmonella and this and that and the other. They're recalling peaches. They're recalling, what else did I see? Holy shit. Some salmon, I think. I can't remember now. There's a whole big freaking list of stuff. Food shortages up the yin-yang. And that, in addition to all the crap, you know, with the government ordering farmers to kill animals and dump millions of gallons of milk and on and on and on. Everything is being done to ensure a food shortage, not only to drive up the price of food, but to create a goddamn famine and starve people to death. We have yet to see the full outplay of all this, guys. I'm telling you, it's going to get a hell of a lot uglier unless people start really, really pushing back. August 19th, Forbes reported Singapore's 50 richest, $37 billion added to their wealth amid pandemic. So there's another example of the goddamn COVID thing making the rich richer as the poor get poorer. Not just here, abroad. Golden Age of Gaia.com, some new age website or something, had this on April 16th, 5G rollout. Facing $1 trillion class action lawsuit.
There is a major class action suit. It's still underway. That's being launched, I don't know, out in the western part of the U.S. Major class action suit, guys, regarding 5G. So that's very encouraging. Notice it's only, you know, obscure websites like this that have covered it. I didn't see anything like this covered in any mainstream paper. That figures, right? The CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corporation, reported on August 4th, physical distancing, mask wearing, could be in place for 2 to 3 years, even with vaccine, Dr. Tam warns. Unbelievable. There you go, guys. Yep. They're not going to let up on this unless we force them to. CNBC on August 19th reported, scientists warn it may be years before students can return to school without masks or social distancing. Years. It's fucking child abuse, guys. Absolutely. Fox News reported on August 19th, odds of catching coronavirus on plane, relatively small study finds, and yet they're telling you, oh no, you're in a confined area, and you know, you got the you know, the air ventilation system, it's highly conducive to spreading the disease. Well, there's a new study that says otherwise. For every fucking claim they make, there's 20,000 counterclaims, guys. It's all bullshit. Reuters on August 18th had this headline. The pandemic bull market, S&P 500, closes at record high. Yeah, because they're making a killing in more ways than one off of this fraudulent pandemic. The Daily Mail reported August 19th, vaccine passports should be created for those who get coronavirus jab to stop anti-vaxxers spreading COVID-19, doctor warns. Oh, those bad anti-vaxxers who stand up to these poison fucking injections here. Shame on them. We're going to do everything we can to shame them and make them look bad. Fucking pieces of shit. August 19th, TechCrunch.com reported, MIT and Boston Dynamics team up on Dr. Spock, a robot for remote COVID-19 vital sign measurement. You gotta be kidding. Again, can't get more Orwellian than that. New York Senate.gov reports that Assembly Bill A99 is up for approval by the New York governor. It already went through the, you know, the New York Senate. Now it's up for approval by the governor, which calls for forced quarantining in camps of those who are claimed to be positive for COVID. Forced quarantining in camps. They're not even saying hotel rooms now. Camps, guys. Goddamn concentration camps. But it's even more than that. The article that contained the story said, quote, the removal of contacts will also be considered. So they're not going to just remove COVID-infected people. Their contacts, even if you don't test positive, apparently, people that you have contacted, and you don't even have to tell them about it. They'll just look on your phone and see where you've been, and then they'll go talk to those people and have them abducted and whisked off to concentration camps, guys. Because you will be deemed dangerous to the public health, quote unquote. This is much, much worse, guys, than what Stalin pulled, because at least people knew that what Stalin was doing was evil. This shit is being pawned off as all for the public good, of course. August 18th, MarketWatch reported, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the rest of the oligarchic dozen just reached a disturbing milestone. The article stated, the rich get richer doesn't even begin to tell the story these days. They're not just getting richer, they're getting filthy richer, guys. The amount of money that's funneling up to them is proportional to the amount of money that everybody else is losing, because they're losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their businesses, you know, on and on, right? Money does not disappear. It changes hands. It's going into their hands. You want to know who the real enemy is, listeners out there? It's these rich motherfuckers, these billionaire bastards. They're the problem. Get rid of them, and we don't have this problem anymore. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. The Guardian reported on August 18th, Trump calls out New Zealand's terrible COVID surge on day that it records 9 new cases. He's calling it a terrible surge when all that was reported that very day was 9 fucking cases in the entire country of New Zealand, guys. The whole fucking country, 9 cases. Notice, he doesn't call out the horrible management, the draconian measures of managing the so-called pandemic, right? No, he just calls out, it's terrible, this surge, which isn't a surge at all. So what he calls out has no merit for calling out. It's bullshit, right? What should be called out, he doesn't. He doesn't say a fucking word because he wants the same thing done here, of course. And it pretty much is, you know, almost there now as it is. We were already there a few months back, guys, but they're going to bring us back. You wait. In the coming weeks, months, whatever, they're going to announce either a return of COVID or a really bad flu season. And have another lockdown. Again, doesn't take a rocket scientist to see where this is going, guys. August 17th, New York Post reported Kim Jong-un orders, I kind of covered this already, pet dogs to be killed, you know, because of, we already covered that. Let's see here. How much time do we got left? That's about it. Damn it. Well, I got only 2 pages short this time. I think last Monday I was about 5 pages short, so I covered most of it. I had a few BLM updates I wanted to give you, but it will, you know, all the good stuff will be in the COVID, the upcoming COVID notes, guys. So don't worry. Whatever you missed now, you'll get later. Anyway, tomorrow night, another interesting topic, guys. COVID related, but from a different angle. So I just had to share this with you, stuff I discovered the other day, threw some notes together. So we'll get into that tomorrow. We'll see you then, guys. Take care.
An important message on behalf of the WHO, the World Health Organization. It has come to our attention that various neo-Nazi groups are trying to promote natural, healthy, alternative products to white people. The Rockefeller Foundation didn't spend billions of dollars in creating the synthetic and safe medical and pharmaceutical industries, so some far-right startup like heathenherbs.com, to name but one, can now destroy over 100 years of testing on humans and other animals. Your painful death today helps us treat black, brown, and yellow children tomorrow. Thank you.